Good afternoon, everybody listening out there. Another edition of Papa's Basement on www.fcac.org/WEBR. Yeah. Don't give me that nod, Leo. I had it memorized. Was it channel, sure. Channel 37 on Cox, 27 on Comcast, and 10 if you're on Poor Cox. It's true, man. It's true.
Welfare.
Exactly. If you're government cheese-powered cable, you got it on Channel 10. Howie, lean in on the mic. I just wanted to welcome really quickly. We got Howard Hyland, one of the best old buddies from my...
Afternoon, everyone.
My old gifted and talented gang, all the cool kids. We were in those classes. Howie's making something of himself. Or is he? We'll find out in the course of the show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to cut the mics, play a few little clips I think we'll all get a laugh about. So here you go.
Please calm down. The music and everything. I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. You know what I mean? Because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best. Okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
Tough time.
They got, homeless guys everywhere you look, you know?
Yeah.
And that's tough. It breaks your heart, you know?
Yeah.
And I seen one guy there the other day in New York, a homeless guy.
Recognize the voice, Howie? This one?
You know? Yeah, I got you.
And that's tough. You feel sorry for the dog, you know? I mean,
right.
You know, the dog's not thrilled with the deal. He's got a homeless guy, you know? And
it's bad enough when the dog doesn't have a house.
Right. Now he's... You know, he's going, hey, I can do this by myself. I don't need a goddamn,
right.
You know. It's like the longest walk in the world of the dog, you know. He's,
love that one.
Well, why don't we take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk some more. You want to do that?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, you're just hilarious. We'll be right back with Dan McDonald. All right after this break. No flipping.
We can kill it now if you want. It's just Hank
good,
on the couch
good,
thing.
Good,
he's
good,
drunk.
Good, good, good.
Hey, Larry, I saw that tape of Hank, man.
Oh.
That's some kind of hog he's got on him, huh? I'm glad to
Larry Sanders
between
tape.
Us. I feel kind of safe.
You look really good, Hank. Very centered. Life must be good, huh?
I'm drunk.
There you go. And then he says, my life is S, but we're going to pretend that we care and not play that part on the air. So, yeah, we got Howie. I just had to mention begrudgingly, I guess, Leo and I are sick. We're a little banged up, you know?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought a cold is sexually communicable, right? But here we are.
How did we get sick again?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, did we share anything? Needles?
No.
Anal-ease?
No, I mean, women.
Nah, well, I don't know. I don't know where they go once they leave the room. They might wander next door for a second helping. But, yeah, I don't know. But he and I are sick. My throat's all kinds of banged up. And, Leah, what's your problem? Throat, same thing?
Yeah, throat. My jaw and teeth doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, Leo, can we talk about this on air?
Yeah,
do you care? Exactly.
I don't care.
It's vaguely embarrassing, but not really, because he's Leo.
Yeah.
Leo had quit flossing for many, many years, pretty much his whole stay in college and the, year or two you've been out since?
Yeah.
And he just started again, and it made his teethers all kinds of sensitive.
Yes.
And his gums were inflamed, and I've been there too, when the doc, you ever try to fool the dentist by, like, flossing about 5 days right before you go in, and they could tell, like, it's all puffy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you got, I won't go into it, but it's puffy, and it betrays it. And they call you out on it immediately. They look for it. They relish telling you, I know what you did. I know. So shall we do the PSA playoff, guys?
All right.
Okay. That's the excitement level. Howie, lean in on your mic.
I got no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, the PSA is the public service announcements. They got literally 2,000 of these damn things.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Yeah, so I try to make recurring bits because that's what a good show does, and I want to quit my office job and go into radio so badly.
But that's a recurring bit of you hating your office
job. Yeah, exactly. It's not even funny either. It's just me talking about it. But I picked four from the same family public service announcement. We got four singers who are doing, let's see, music in schools. So I guess this is an ad whoring it up to the government asking for music in the schools. And we got Bruce Hornsby, we got Gloria Estefan, Donny Osmond, and Vanessa Williams.
Ooh.
Miss Penthouse herself. Do you guys ever see those pictures of her?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Penthouse, yeah, God, nice. They're from like 80, 81 before people knew about razors. They're all right, man. They're all right. It's a little bushy down there.
Wasn't she like one of the first black women to be on
Penthouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, she was the first, what, Miss America?
Yeah, she got her crown black, taken away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, she did while she had the crown. See, that's...
No, she did them before, then got the crown, then published. Because they had them in the trash bin. And then it's like, holy crap, we got Miss America with her her twatus all kinds of opened. And an S word. See, I'm keeping it safe. So anyhow, yeah, I don't know. They're a bunch of noise. They ain't good pictures overall. I remember in college downloading them, thinking I could have a happy batch, but...
I think that was a style back then, you know, like...
Oh, hair? God, yeah, man. Oh, no, I had Playboys from all kinds of, like, mid-80s Playboys and stuff, and they had the big old hairy triangle patch of death down there. It was like... I mean, the length wasn't even... Like, the shape was kind of maintained, but the length... The length, my lord, man. The length is like an inch allowed or something ridiculous. Oh, thank God. I've never really encountered much down there in that way. I think one person had some kind of scrubbiness, and I was just like, uh-oh, show's over. Just pulled up. I refuse.
Really?
Yeah, and everyone's like, what are you, a pet? It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I've never seen a four-year-old with D-cups. You know what I mean? I just don't deal with hair down there, man. I don't like it. I'm going to pretend my mom isn't listening to this chunk of the show, but I know she is. Let's do the big reveal. How many listeners are we starting off with?
Three.
Two.
Oh.
Two. We were, okay, yeah, I ain't going to hide it. We were ragging on All the Commons leading us in. They had two guys. I wanted to hide it from you. We got the same amount as On the Commons, and one of them's my mom.
Yeah, I think the Reynolds family gave up.
Oh, traitors. Screw them all. Hope Laurel gets expelled. What you think of that, Mama Reynolds? So anyhow, you want to hear a cheesy PSA? We got Gloria Estefan. I want to hear Donny. I'm voting for Donny Osmond, a little Mormon fruit.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Okay. Oh, wait. I have to turn off the wave cart because I have it on Larry Sanders right now. Okay. Sing it, Donny.
You want to know which teacher your kids are most likely to choose
as a role model
this year in
Tell
school?
Tell us.
I'm Donny Osmond, and it's the person who teaches them about music.
Really, Donny?
Not sports, or English, or history.
How about the sex ed teacher, Donny?
Are you surprised?
You and your 25 siblings.
Because music teachers have always played an important role in the lives of their students. They help our kids tap into their natural creativity. They teach them about cooperation.
My music teacher was a bitch.
Self-discipline. It's a bonus.
Miss Mayo.
When kids have learned about scales and
no,
clefs,
wait, Miss Copeland.
They find math
Copeland.
And
Copeland.
English
I had Mayo before
easier to grasp.
At Brookfield.
That's because of
Miss
how
Copeland
music education
sent me to the office more times than I care to count.
Spatial IQ.
And there was a happy note. Remember the happy note? Everyone got the happy note if they're a good student in class?
And that's a fact.
I never got a happy note.
No, everyone got one before me.
Get them involved.
It was in third grade.
Yeah,
they might have cut it off by the time you got there. Literally before every miscreant got one before me. I was literally the last kid in class. Fat little class clown with my little chipmunk face.
Music, part of a sound education. Elementary school.
Really?
Yeah.
Elementary school in the hood?
Yeah, we had to wait till middle school.
Oh, man. That's tough, man.
I had a tough child.
Sitting around listening to Run DMC tapes. Music class in the hood, son. So anyhow, yeah. That's that PSA blew, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, well, it was done by Mormons, so...
Exactly. Mormon produced.
Should have done Gloria Estefan.
I think we can arrange that. Did someone say another minute of silence? Yes.
If you've ever been to a Gloria Estefan concert, you know that there are few
stars
that can match her presence, performance, and talent. The time Gloria first experienced the thrill
one.
Of being on a
are
stage
you serious?
We're down to one listener.
Was also one of the
wow.
first times she
why are we even coming in anymore?
My music in school was when I was playing the clarinet. I played the
wow.
clarinet.
We used to play to like 10 whole listeners, man.
Band.
I feel
my
like Spinal Tap on the way down.
Go anywhere, but of course,
who cares, man? Let's just do the show. Show us FUBU. Never forget that. Pour us by us, son.
On a
F the audience. Fickle bastards.
The school band.
I think they're all just watching it on TV.
This was incredibly exciting. It was the first time I was allowed to go out of my home without
parents. Man, this sucks, man.
We had chaperones, but we went there, participated in a 3-day program, and it was some of the most beautiful memories I have as a child.
You know what? I'm going
to
give that listener her due.
MENC,
hey, Mom, call in. Call in so we know you're the one listener, and you can talk to Howie.
To restore America's voice
through
music.
I think it's someone rubbing out a batch to us. Some deranged fan. No, we're going to get that phone call signed in about 20 seconds. My mom's listening. Don't do this to me, Mom. Don't abandon me. Johnny boy.
Again.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not listening because Will's not on.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's her favorite son.
Wow. She's not the listener.
Oh, she is the listener.
Mommy. Hello.
Hey, it's not your mom. It's Mel.
Oh, what's up? Wow.
All right.
You're the one listener online or you're listening on TV?
No. I'm not online. I'm watching it on TV, but I just wanted to let you know you have more than one listener.
Thank you. We're up to two.
All right. Bye.
All right. Later, Mel. So for someone to listen, we have to either have popped out of their box or have gone in it. Snap.
That was funny, Leo.
What? What?
Why did you turn your head to cough?
Oh.
I said for someone to listen to our show, we need to have either popped out of their box or gone up in it.
I'm not even listening to our show.
Yeah, exactly. You're phoning it in. Christ, man, we can bail at 3:20 and go over to Tippy's Tacos. What
yeah,
a weekend.
Go for some Tippy's.
Tippy's sucks. That was a test. You failed.
What is Tippy's?
Tippy's, on paper, sounds like a really like crappy, cheap taco joint where you're going to eat like 10 of them and get explosive diarrhea, but you're like, oh, they're like 40 cents each. But no, Tippy's Taco is like a bucket pop.
What?
It's more expensive
it's
than Taco Bell. You know what? Tastes worse. I'll be the first to say it.
And it gives you the runs.
Not me, but I eat some weird crap. Your average human being will get the runs off Tippy's Tacos.
Where is it at?
It's right down 29. You exit here. It's on the right.
Oh, okay.
I felt like such a dope. Whenever Josh and Amy did the show, I was like, we're going to do Tippy's, man. You're going to love it. And we got ripped off. And we ate this horrible dog taco meat. And I don't even think they got the craps afterward.
Josh
they got
probably
gypped.
Liked the runs.
Oh. Hold on. I think Stefan has acknowledged himself as our one online listener.
Oh, so it's not your mom.
Oh, no, it's Stefan. He said, I'm trying to get it to number two. We got a call, Stefan.
Yeah.
How great. Okay. You know what? Leo, you don't know Stefan. Stefan sadly has not come over, but back in the day, we were all part of a pretty thick posse.
Mm-hmm.
We were the smart kids that just did nothing with their lives. Howie's doing something, and we'll get to that eventually. Stefan, call in, man. I'm calling upon Stefan Pimley to call on in. I'm bringing out the big guns.
Yeah.
We're going to have 20 minutes. I knew Stefan would be on the show one day, but...
You didn't know it was this day.
I didn't want to bring him out this soon. The stories of, like, God, what did we do? Chopping up beavers and... Oh, yeah. I can't even go into
and
it.
You guys said you were smart kids?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. We were, like, the genius kids. Hell, what? We won, what, National Merit? Was
yeah.
that the prize? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We're the smart kids.
Chopping up beavers?
We're the messed up smart kids, man. Not the smart kids who get a ton, like all the other smart kids typically do. Nah, high school blew for us. High school was a effed up experience for us. Because yours... Okay, when did your average chick in high school start giving up the donut?
Probably, I'll say sophomore year.
Yeah, we were behind the curve, man. Wouldn't you say it was the summer between junior and senior? For our GT kids, at least.
I mean, it's a strange place growing up in this county, I think, just because you have a lot of people coming from the breadbasket, and
mm-hmm.
they're Republican beyond belief, and so, like, they just keep a lockdown, like... A
little bit.
They just build a fence around their daughters.
You think the blowjobs were flying like hotcakes, and we just didn't know about it? The chicks were keeping it on the DL?
Honestly, like, a lot of times I heard not until college. That was a pretty popular phrase.
I remember
I don't think that.
That
was
I remember that mantra.
Untrue. I really think that was just like they couldn't go home, look daddy in the eye, and like keep a straight face. Like they really have to go away for a semester before.
They're
like
I smell the ocean on your breath.
Now, I remember this girl in middle school. She was giving out BJs all the time.
Really? What's her number? She's still in middle school.
Nah, she was ugly as hell though.
So. Well, she knew what she had to do to get popular. Then.
And her like aunt was a bus driver.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool because her aunt looked hot.
No kidding.
Yeah.
God, it's always got to be a B if you got ugly relatives or good looking relatives and you're the ugly one.
Yeah.
And you're like, where'd my DNA go wrong, man? What happened here? But yeah, no, I remember, okay, there was like the alleged girl or two who would give it up about eighth grade and you would just titter about it because like I think guys barely knew to whack off in eighth grade, much less get some. I don't know. When did you start? When did you start down that pipe?
I think a sophomore year.
High school?
Yeah.
Holy crap. You were late to that party. How did you not kill anyone?
Well, wait, whacking off?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like losing.
No.
Oh, no. Whacking off was probably like middle school.
All right. Okay. I can accept that answer.
Yeah.
I owe one man who talked all the time about it, who is a year older than us.
Uh-huh.
I owe him my life for teaching that junk to me and going on and on about it and being like, you know, I had to kind of figure out the motion and stuff because it's not like we had parties or anything, you freaks. But
are you talking about Jimmy?
Jimmy Thomas,
yeah.
The crazy Jimmy Thomas. You can vouch for it. It wasn't like – it was just like always talking about jerking off the porn when we were in like sixth grade. And we're just like, what's that?
You know? Sixth grade, like –
Oh, yeah. No, it was Hustler. It was Hustler. It was the skeezier Hustler.
Oh, yeah. That's even
– And by the way, when did you start flogging – The dolphin, the pony.
Actually, I guess I'm
polishing
like
the helmet.
Jimmy's grandson in that regard, because I had no clue what you were talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
What is John talking about?
No, man, I started like fifth grade or something. I was way ahead of the curve.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No wonder I turned out this way, honestly. I just like.
Yeah, I was late middle school, probably eighth grade.
Really? No, man. God, I was getting wasted by then. I was ahead of the curve, man. I was a messed up little kid. Who's blossomed into a fantastic adult. God, I can't believe my mom's not the one listener. That's messing
you're about
with
to
me.
Cry, aren't you?
It's messing with me. I thought I could always count on mama.
I think
I'm going to reload, check our listener count. What do we got? Oh, we're up to 3.
Okay.
300% increase.
Mama Pop.
Or 200%.
Now, I will say, though, I heard all kinds of strange stories when I went to school in Texas. Like, once I got to undergraduate school,
people well, Texas, there, everyone's screwing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great. So my mom tuned in for that part. Great. As I move the mic on air like a professional. So everyone can hear it creaking like the Tin Woodman's cock. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Is this Stefan?
Stefan? Yeah. What's up?
So much static.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Do you have a hard line or what?
Oh, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Still the same old number after all these years? I'm trying to remember. I think I still recall Stefan's number. Did Stefan drop out?
Yeah. Check out someone else's
no.
phone.
No. Stefan, I can hear it. Stefan, you still got the house line or what?
I can barely hear you right now.
All right. Hey, here. I'll talk to Stefan via IM. You guys chat for a second.
Oh, put on the new caller.
Yeah, give us a new caller.
Okay. It's a new one.
Do it now.
Yeah, stop typing.
All right, fine. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
I'm listening in.
Hi, Mommy.
Remember, no names.
No names about anything, exactly.
That's right. You were doing well. Is that Howard?
That's
yes,
Howard
it is.
Lucas Highland.
Hi.
Now you've been introduced to the law. We don't want libel suits here.
Exactly. The good one. The
but
one
I'm here to
turned
protect
out
us, Mrs. Papa Giorgio.
Huh?
I'm here to protect us.
Okay, but don't use names.
All right.
All right.
Love you, Mommy.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Good luck, guys.
I think we're going to get Stefan Pimley in like 2 seconds.
She said no names.
Oh, whoops. That's right. We're going to get anonymous caller, SP, calling in any moment. Oh, good pull, Leo. Good pull. Oh, God. The stories we got with Stefan, man.
You gotta use pseudonyms like Steven.
Steven.
Yeah.
Steven Pimley. Oh, God. I'm waiting for this call. I'm waiting for this. This is a treat. I'm just gonna make him rattle off really quickly all the effed up stuff we did.
Yeah, because I got a good story about some of the kids in Texas that I talked to when I first moved down there.
Really?
But I don't know if I should tell her right now. We waiting for a phone call?
You know what? You can start it. Apparently the show is very ADD. That's the main critique. That we're just like, we're going to do this. Then we just hop into something else.
All right,
you know what?
Fun.
I'm ADD, so who gives a crap?
There was a guy who lived across the hall from me. Mm-hmm. He was telling me about when he lost his virginity.
Yeah.
And it was something along the lines of, at his high school, just him and like seven guys were approached by this girl. And she was like, do each you have $10?
I love it.
Yeah, they ran a train and he was number seven.
Oh, yeah. The worst number.
So that man is now gay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stefan.
You wonder.
Wow.
Leo.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Reynolds.
Hi. Look, I'm going to have some people from Detroit listen to y'all now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mrs. Reynolds.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I feel like a charity case, like begging for callers. Yeah. Hello, caller. Oh, what's up, man? Quite ecstatic-y, or a little better, or?
Pretty much the same, a little bit better.
God damn. I don't know what it is. Maybe let me turn down the... Does that sound better? Mr. Pimley?
Not quite. It's like... It's just like really loud, so it's kind of distorted.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like crap in my headphone.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going. Yours, too. It says it's got to be going out on air the same way.
It sounds fine when I listen to it on the computer.
No kidding.
Yeah, but I don't even have a speaker, so I can't listen to both at the same time.
Crap. Well, I was trying to think of one of the most effed up stories we could tell really quickly.
That you are 40 ounces to freedom.
No, I'm talking like high school. Like a high school story, something bad we did.
Did you even finish up with, like, the Jimmy stories?
No, let's just do the Jimmy stories. We'll leave Stefan on for those.
Yeah, Stefan, what's your favorite Jimmy story? Let's hear from you.
Oh, man. I mean, like, science class, I think it was, like, eighth grade, brought in, like, some stuff you, like, downloaded off, like, Usenet, and it was just, like, they were, like, fan fiction, like sex stories about like you like molesting squirrels.
I forgot that. Oh my god.
Yeah, and like he got in trouble for it too. Like he was like showing it to everyone. And
well, I know he was showing the hustler like under the cafeteria table to everyone.
Yeah, and, like he brought in like. Like a phone he had like taken apart and like soldered back together so he could like wiretap his neighbors.
Oh yeah. I forgot he said, yeah, it's called freaking, right?
Yeah, and like I guess apparently he was just like he would just like do that at night. He would just like hang out in his neighborhood and just like listen to all the neighbors.
He really was the nuttiest dude, man. I swear to God. And
he got suspended for that because they were like he brought in like the soldering iron and like you know all these tools and they're like that's dangerous. And
that's right.
Kicked him out for a couple of days or something, but
he really racked up the suspensions.
Yeah.
Stephen, you still talk to him? I don't even know what happened to that kid.
No, the last time I saw him was like when we ran into him in high school, like. I felt like Jenny's or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Wasn't it like face painted all white or some crap?
Yeah.
It was on Halloween. Benefit of the doubt, right? I think it was around Halloween. I'm not going to act like it was just walking around with a white face.
All right.
Yeah, but he was hanging out with a bunch of goths or something.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember he had the squiggle wiggle rider. Do you guys remember that? It was this little spirograph pen? No, not at all. Okay. It was this pen. It was the grossest crap ever. He would hold it against his junk, and that's how he would get himself off. Like, he used to tell us about all this crap in class, man. It was a pen with batteries in it, and it had like a one-sided weight that would spin around real fast, like a centrifugal thing. So, you know, really innocently, you're supposed to make like Spyro Gyro art with it. And he's like, yeah, you just flip it around and hold it against your junk, and you'll bust a nut in a couple minutes.
He actually showed me one time how to go down on myself.
Oh, God. Wow.
I didn't ask, by the way. It was just volunteered.
But you stayed and watched.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty simple, actually.
Yeah, I figured. It's not rocket science. Step one, bend. Oh, my Lord. God, so many messed up Jimmy stories. And he had the cats, and he did weird crap to the cats, but I don't really remember.
I don't want to remember.
I think he'd squiggle wiggle right in their nuts or something like that. Something messed up.
Yeah, I never bothered going to his house, though. I
went once, like, literally, I always thought my house was, like, kind of sloppy, but, like, his was just, like, that would be my mom, probably. I'm not going to answer just yet. But his was like, oh my God, like clothes and animal filth everywhere. Not listening to you, Mom. Stop calling right now. Go away.
Didn't you say like he was just like jerking like the corner, just like on the wall or something?
Oh yeah, I mean it was just reckless. Like he was into internet porn before that was like at all easy to acquire.
Yeah, that's dial-up style.
Yeah, exactly.
You can sit there and just download picture by picture for 12 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you'd randomly have to just log in and be like, give me porn. And then you would just get this boatload of random pictures. It could be whatever. It was like the same five celebrity photos everywhere. Like, Cindy Crawford, quote-unquote, topless. Like, back when Photoshop sucked, but the picture quality was so bad, the hack would still look kind of real. Oh, my God. And porn will be distributed on the little 3.5 diskettes. God, was old school, man.
What was it like? Show or something? Like we had that little program. I remember, like I got it from you. I didn't even like. I've never even like seen graphics on my computer before at that point.
Yeah, I know. You just seen like little computer game graphics.
Yeah, it was like you know like 200 by 200 pixels or something.
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah. I mean, it looked like a picture of, like, a Super Nintendo or a Genesis game or something. It just looked like crap. But you'd go berserk because it's boobs on the man, you know? Like, I remember when I was in high school, God, no, maybe, like, 8th grade, I was thinking that we could download porn and put it on discs and sell it to younger kids. But, like, by that time, AOL was kind of getting big, and that just sank us.
I had that for like a few months, but I was on the
line. It's feedback, you
there? Yeah. It says you guys, she said we sound really bad and she barely can hear.
She can hear now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she can hear now.
It's having the phone lines up. Stefan, can you hear me still?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, actually, and you know what? There's no feedback anymore.
Yeah.
Who gives a crap? I don't care if anyone heard that. That was funny to me. That was funny to us. I could care two craps, man. That was a trip. Let me see how high I can get this without the feedback. That's about it, actually.
It's still, I can hear it.
There's a little bit of feedback, though. We're intelligible now, though. Before, I was, like, talking into a fan, like Darth Vader voice.
Yeah.
Hmm. But, yeah, I'm trying to, God, what else did that kid do? He lit fires everywhere. He was a pyro.
That's pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, a little bit. Lean in on the mic, Howie.
I think it's a little more impressive, dating you and Stefan back to middle school, just... The shot put incident.
The shot put. Stefan, you wanna tell our triumph?
Well, I guess the start would be to say that, like, I mean, for a long period before that, for like what, like a few weeks, we had just been like skipping the gym every single day.
That's right. Yeah, we just like run off and do our thing, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, we just discovered, you know, one day it was just like after the teacher took roll. All you had to do was pretend to walk outside and then just, like, book back inside and just, like, screw around in the locker room.
That's right, yeah. God, I've forgotten that. Stefan is the best friggin' memory for all this crap, man. Swear to God, like, I remember collectively 7 minutes from middle school. Like, honestly, seven will just have all the details. All right, yeah, so we had been going back in during gym class, and then wasn't it like we had a mock Olympics that day or something like that?
Yeah, so we were doing mock Olympics, and we had, like, all the different events and crap, and we basically just, I don't know, we just stole, there was, like, two shot puts, and we stole one of them. And just, like, walked back in. And this is, like, 5 minutes into the class. And we were just, like, bowling it back and forth down the locker room.
Like, yeah. The locker room. And then we just started bashing in one kid, J.D. We'll blank out his last name for anonymity. But we just started caving in the front of his locker.
Yeah, J. Delano.
Fair enough. And, had we dumped rotten milk in at that point? Because that was, like, another favorite prank of ours. We would just take, like, 6 milk cartons and leave them in our locker to, like, curdle. And then we would open them up, like, between classes and just hurl them over the entire locker commons. So this, like, horrible crap-smelling stuff would rain down on everyone. And then we discovered in gym class you had those little grates as opposed to, like, a solid locker front. And so, like, someone's uniform, you could just, like, open up one of the milks and dump the entire thing on their uniform through the grates.
I can't remember if that was before or after, but I remember, like, when we did that, it was just, like, the teacher, Mr. Fitzhans, walked by.
Crazy Mr. Fitzhans.
And he was just, like, looked over and did a double take, and he was like, what is that?
Yeah, like, didn't he think someone puked in it?
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, somebody just threw up and ran to the office, and, like, he's like, okay, I'll have someone clean it up. And the janitor came, and he just, like, mopped the outside and didn't even bother opening the locker.
God, oh, those are the days.
It was just sitting in there for, like, another 2 months until he came back out of health or whatever.
Yeah. Got that. Oh, my God.
So we were, like, bashing in his locker. I don't know what else
we did. We bashed in the side of that huge sink. There's, like, a big communal trough sink that had these, like, shiny tin or aluminum sides, and we just started raining blows on it, caved it in. And then finally, what was the original joke? Like, we were obsessed with, because, like, one time we saw the janitors would never even put gloves on to fish things out of the toilet. And so for a long time, we were obsessed with clogging the toilet and then taking huge pisses on top of whatever we clogged it with. And then we'd wait for the janitor to shove his hands into the urine, and we'd just sit there and laugh. Like, I remember starter jackets were really big right then. And so we would take a starter jacket. Like, first of all, you could bust a locker that was even a hair open. Like, we learned how to do that. And then we took the starter jackets out, and we would flush them down the toilet to clog the toilet, and then we'd just piss on top of the starter jacket to ruin it. Plus, the janitor would be, you know, grabbing out a pissy jacket, which is, like, hilarious to us. I mean, it's still pretty funny. We're all laughing.
Man, I had a starter jacket.
Yeah, exactly. And,
oh, man, but, and then, I don't know, it was almost just like, yeah, let's just, like, throw it in the toilet.
And yeah, because, like, we wanted to put it there and then piss on top of it, so you'd have to reach in and get the shot put out. And you dropped it from, like, a height of, like, what, 8 inches?
What? No, it was from the end of the stall.
Oh, did you just lob it in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All I remember to this day, I remember the image of this toilet just shattering, like, the front of it just falling off, and then the sides, too.
It broke in, like, 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, I mean, it just blew up. And we were just like, oh, we are in trouble now. And I remember we couldn't like help ourselves. We just started telling everyone about it in like 2 seconds. I think I was like, we're gonna get caught anyhow, we might as well get the fame or something like that.
Oh yeah, like we just ran back out into the class to like talk to them about it, like when there was like 10 minutes left in the class.
God, I forgot that we're telling everyone literally in the class still what we did.
And then it was like, and then the class ends, and we just like, we run in, and we got changed in like 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got the hell out.
And like, you know, you could just like kind of see this like crowd forming over like in the other side.
Yeah.
And they're all just kind of like staring at it. And
Yeah, and of course we're the only ones not staring, giving ourselves away, you know.
Yeah, and then you just like hear like the bellow of the teacher, like, who did that?
Oh god, yeah, and they busted us within like 10 minutes. We were pulled out of our next class.
We had to leave before the bell rang because we were just like, he's gonna just know it's us.
Yeah, yeah.
So we walked out into the hallway, and then we just kind of like scattered. But I mean, I got to the next class, and within like 5 minutes, someone came in.
Oh yeah, no, I had a Mr. Robeson. Mr. Robeson pulled me out, the teacher who supposedly showered after every class and had junk warts. That was the rumor. Which I'll liberally spread on air now. Oh god. Yeah, that was our highlight, man. Remember that one kid that like we hated? What was it, Mike White, right? And like we broke in and stole his book bag with like all his textbooks on a Friday.
Yeah.
And just took it in the woods and lit it on fire. And that Monday we put like a few burned out strips of his backpack back in his locker. That was great. We used to take textbooks all the time, man.
Yeah, he was the kid that like wasn't it like someone we knew like rode the same bus with him, and like the next day he was just like crying his eyes out. Like talking to his like, all my books are gone. My parents can't afford new ones.
Why are you not laughing at this, Liam?
Because you ruined that guy's life, man.
That'd be so great if he was like a convict now. Like, he's in prison because of that incident. Oh, my God. Screw Make-A-Wish. That's making a difference. Oh my god. Oh yeah.
We took another book bag too. Remember?
Yeah, it was another kid, and we just took it and lobbed it in a dumpster. Yeah. Like that was just getting cleaned out.
Yeah, it was one of the guys that was messing with us when we had detention, and we were like on trash duty, so we just like took his book bag and just threw it away.
Yeah, I remember that. Like we literally just walked out the front door and threw it in the trash, like the big dumpster. That the huge fork loader or whatever would take away the next day. Oh my god, that was good. God, what the hell else? What else was there?
You mentioned the beaver.
Oh yeah, when Baron K, again for anonymity, found a dead beaver. We ended up like hacking it up and bringing in bits to school the next day, and they had to call in animal control because they found them. They're like, are they rabid? And then I was like, crap, I didn't think of that, you know. So for the next 2 months I'm like checking my mouth to see if I'm foaming and stuff, like looking up rabies symptoms online. Oh my god.
Yeah, I got basically called in the office, and then what was that vice principal, I forget her name,
Dolinger.
Yeah, she was just like grilling me for like an hour. She was like questioning,
she looked like Kathy Lee Gifford.
She was like trying to get me to like tell like information about you and stuff.
God, 8th grade is the worst. Yeah, man, they had like personal vendettas against us, kind of like my workplace now.
Yeah, like I remember one time I was just like running to lunch, and she just stopped me, and she was just like I heard someone was like harassing some other kids, and you know, I saw you running, so it must have been you. Like, what the heck? Like you know. But at that point, we were pretty much, like, on their list of, like,
yeah, of the bad kids. Nah, that was a year of hell, 8th grade. Well, Mr. Pimley, I think we all had a blast. Shall I give you a ring next week or whenever you're free to go down memory lane again? I mean, we barely scratched the surface, honestly.
All right,
man, take it easy. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Devin.
Peace. And there you go. A light summary of where we came from.
Life really does never evolve past middle school, though.
No, that's really it. I mean, honestly, everyone's still a band geek or a druggie or whatever, you know?
A petty administrator.
Yeah, that's... exactly. No, that's really about it. God, that was good. Crap, I'd forgotten half that stuff. God bless Stefan.
Yeah, I really don't remember who I hung out with in middle school, just because...
You were with the band kids, man. You were on the different... Our middle school was broken up into four teams per year, and your team dictated pretty much who you had bass classes with, and you were never on my team. You're all
I was never on yours.
Band geek team both years or some crap.
That's true. I just
you were real tight with the band kids, man. That was your scene.
Tight. I would go to class with them.
No, I thought that's who you hung with in the halls and crap too.
That's probably true.
I was with all the druggies and the petty thieves. And still am. Yeah. So, Howie, tell us a tale. Weave us something. You know what? We're going to go on about how Howie's actually made something of himself. Howie's just finishing up law school right now.
Yeah, it's a great way to just take 3 years of not work.
Well, honestly, yeah. Did you go into it pretty much to prolong not working?
Yeah, that was the goal. Okay. I was surprised to find that everybody who goes to law school is super ambitious. I was a bit shocked.
Really?
It's a bit stressful.
I wouldn't be that shocked. Like, someone says they're going to law school, you figure they're kind of going to make a buck.
Yeah, you think so, but you don't even have to take the bar in order to get a job these days.
Like, really?
You get your job after 1 year of law school, basically.
No kidding.
That's the part that shocked me, where 1 year grades under your belt, suddenly you got to decide where you're going to be, where you're going to work, where you're going to take the bar. Like,
oh, crap.
You're basically hired at that point, yeah.
Doing what, though?
You're somebody's bitch.
Okay.
Like, you're a glorified paralegal at that point.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like a paralegal.
I mean, if you're lucky, you're making 160 Gs, but...
Holy crap!
You're living in New York City. You're in Manhattan. You're working 100 hours a week.
Ugh.
So, it's give or take, like...
100 hours a week?
Minimum. I mean, they're damn. Yeah.
Wow.
There are people who work even more than that. And you don't have a choice.
That disgusts me on so many levels.
The burnout's high.
Yeah.
Most people quit within 2 years of that because you can't do that to your body.
No. And well, it's funny. If you do the math on that, that averages out to, what, about 60K-ish or something for your actual income?
Yeah, it's bad.
If you're doing an eight-hour job.
And those people go crazy, so when they finally do have a day off, they just, like, they urinate that money away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad.
Hookers, coke, whatever.
Yeah.
However you get your kicks. So,
I don't recommend it.
All right. But what I mean... Because I'm trying to, like, honestly, man, I look back on, like, our whole group of kids that were so gifted and talented, as our classes told us in the gifted and talented program. And it's like, you're doing okay for yourself with the law school and crap, but, God, a lot of us are just mooks right now.
But even then, like, I'm not really probably going to get a job working for a lot of these people. Because I tend to go into interviews and not want to work for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you sink them? Anything funny?
One guy told, I got nothing else for you. Like, it's a 30-minute interview. Like, 20 minutes into it, I was just like, I'm done.
It's not bad.
I was like, I'm done. You know, that's it. I really wasn't trying to be rude, but I just said, I got nothing else for you.
Were you like, shine your shoes?
And he was mad.
Yeah, really?
I was like, what do you want? I'm not interested. Like,
yeah.
What it sounds like I'd be doing, I could have done before I even got this degree. Like,
why
you ask people
Screw
to do
it.
This before they show up to work for you.
So you're trying, you're pretty much then trying to stay in school even after this. Because you like the academic world.
Yeah, maybe like another year. I'm kind of getting sick of it. Even me.
Even you, the career student.
I would rather
it's
make
you and Laura Agnich are the career students as far as I know.
Well, I mean, I took some time to work.
That's true. No, you got out.
I
think she's been solid.
Nah, man, the way to go is private enterprise.
Ugh. I got something on the back of my throat right now. I'm going to cut the mic for a second. Tell a story.
I'd rather watch this, actually. Illness at its finest. I'm pretty sure that registered.
Whoa, I so did not turn off the mic like I thought I did. What button did I... You know what? I think I turned it on twice or something. Wow. All right, then. Leo needs a cough button. Leo's turning his head.
Yeah.
Poor baby. Poor Leonard. Leonard R. Sake of anonymity.
But, Pops, what are you looking to do, then?
I'm glad you asked, Howard Highland. I'm realizing I hate the 9-to-5 world. Pretty much any job I could get 9-to-5, I'd hate. Leo, this is when you just go word.
Prostitution?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
just do the Astronaut Jones. You ever seen that bit with Tracy Morgan?
Nah.
Oh, it's a classic.
I don't watch Saturday Night.
I'm going to YouTube that up for us in a moment. But no, man, I want to get into entertainment. And yet I'm scared crapless because I don't want to go into debt. And there's no blueprint for following that. I know literally no one in that world because pretty much I've realized I learned through emulation and modeling. I don't know anyone who's made anything of themselves in entertainment. And so I'm just like, I'm stuck without the ability to like generate, you know, there's no thought genesis in my head. I'm a very good mimic. And so I kind of just sit there and then don't do anything because I need to stay in my stupid little rut to pay my bills and get my health care because my mom's convinced me if I get into a single crash, or the instant I lose my health care, rather, I'll get in a car crash and that'll be the end of me financially.
Yeah. I got to be honest.
I got a phone call.
It's mommy. I guarantee you it's mommy.
I guarantee you it's not.
Oh, sounds like a bet. What a wager, BJ's.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, why is the caller not coming through? Let me hit speaker again. Yellow. What did I do? I broke did it. Yellow. There we go. Hello.
How do you forget your uncle?
Oh, which uncle?
Uncle D.
Uncle D. That makes him sound like a pervert. Uncle
D's nuts.
Exactly. Good old Uncle Dimitri. What up about him?
He made it in show business.
That's true, but...
World's greatest accordion player?
No, he was a guitarist, son. Four seasons. And we got an IM. Who's IM and me? It would be Amy. Oh, she's saying WTF is this. Screw you, Amy. Wait, Mom! No! I'm going to get my mommy to call right back in. Mommy, call right back in. And yeah, I don't talk to Uncle D whatsoever. He lives in Arizona. That's kind of cool. He lives outside Vegas.
Oh.
But, and I've heard Vegas is cool for entertainment. Yay, mommy's back. Yellow.
It's cheesy, though.
Yellow.
I called back.
Thank you. Yeah, how did he get into entertainment?
Why are we
such F-ups?
You know, he did what you did in those days. He just started doing local things. Then he got into D.C. at the age of 16. He was on the Milt Grant show.
Milt Grant?
Yeah, I know you don't remember him. Milt died last year. He was big in this area.
Not
he
Milt.
He was a Dick Clark. And then he got on the Columbia label. They wanted them to be like, some famous group. I forgot. And I never realized that as much as I like Bob Dylan and Janis Joplin messed up my brother's group because they couldn't be unusual or whatever because they had signed Bob Dylan, Janis Joplin.
Keep going.
And my brother's group, Flavor. Well, it wasn't his group, but they were three guys all together. And they wanted them to be more predictable and usual sorts of things, you know, kind of vanilla. And they wanted to be more experimental, and they didn't need any more experimental people. So anyway, but then he was discovered by Frankie Valli, and the rest is history.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's why we're rich now.
Okay.
Love you.
You do. Love you.
Bye. There you go. We actually have a story of success in my family. I always forget that. I like to forget it. Makes the pain go away. But yeah, honestly, I don't know how, maybe in this area you just can't do it. I don't know how you pay for your food and your debts and your car and do the getting in entertainment. How do you do it? How do you do it? How are you a starving artist?
You gotta check out LA, man. I mean, that's where all the opportunities are, frankly.
Pretty much. So I think we're looking at moving there. Right, Leo?
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Write yourself a screenplay. I know you got it in you.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it involves huge focus and goal setting and doing stuff even after you get out of your stinking 9-to-5 each day.
Honestly, I've been looking into doing digital video stuff. It's
oh, really?
Simple,
like we're going to be doing soon?
Yeah.
In our wonderful FCAC class, which will only run us $250. Wow, what a bargain. Right, Leo? I'll say it again. Wow, what a bargain.
Word.
Exactly. They're not going to hook us up whatsoever. We'll be paying full price.
Yeah.
Here's a little Astronaut Jones, by the way, if you haven't heard the bit.
There seems to be no one around. Over. I'll keep looking. Over. Maybe there's danger.
Here you go. I'll full screen it so you guys can watch it. And no one else listening can. Screw them.
I'm taking a rocket. I'm packing my suitcase. And look out, moon. Yeah, a rocket. Into outer space. Goodbye, human race. I'll be there soon.
All right, enough of that. But you get the point.
I think I'm missing the point, to be honest.
Yeah. It's pretty much him saying he's talking about banging space women. I think he always bumps into a space woman in each episode. And then he's always like, how about you hike that skirt up and I'll slap you that fat ass or something like that. Like, he'll bump into either... The online ones is always Brittany or Maya Rudolph and 16, some other guest. The creature from Bork. It's probably going to be Brittany.
Hello, Earth. I think I hear someone coming. I'm going to make contact. Over and out, Earth. Bye.
Yeah, it's Brittany. Ta-da. Before she got all
My
kinds of banged out.
Uh-huh. I'm the queen of Orphelians.
Right.
A proud and peace-loving race.
Right.
My people have been awaiting your arrival for some time now.
Say word.
We're in desperate need of your help.
Dig it.
The Galaxians have besieged our cities and plundered our riches.
What?
They will stop at nothing until our whole civilization is blotted from the universe.
Say what?
You are our only hope.
Right.
You must help us.
Dig.
Or we will surely perish. We say.
Right.
What do you say to that brave Earthling?
Well, why don't you drop out of that green jumpsuit and show me that fat ass?
There you go. That was the entire payoff. Oh, and then the gimmick is during the credits, everything's produced by Jewish guy. Directed by Tracy Morgan. Hair and makeup by Tracy Morgan. Produced by Tracy Morgan and Melvin Goldfarb. There you go. Ta-da.
You like?
You like. There you go. Teehee. Okay, so there you go. All right, you know what? It's 3:51. We can call it a show. We can. What do we want for food? Anything?
Nah.
Each other?
Yes.
Oh, a caller.
Oh.
Great, just what I wanted. Hello. Caller.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy.
I forgot. Also, the showbiz gene, as I have taken to calling it, goes way back. I told you, my great Uncle John, my mother's Uncle John, was in old Hollywood. He was a Valentino sort in silent films.
Really?
He did not make it as big as he wanted, and he came back to the East Coast and became a columnist for the Greek-American magazine called The Atlantis. But he was in Hollywood, and he tried.
All right. That's
and
more than I can say.
We're talking 1920s.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for depressing me again.
You have his hair.
Oh, you mean poofy and thinning? All right. Well, we'll go out on that note. Maria is always a good way to go out.
Yeah, but you got hope. I mean, you've already got the Purple Tide going on. I see
Purple
you got the
Tide?
T-shirt
Sup,
on.
1998. Yeah. College, so. High school pride. What? Yeah, man. Nah, we'll get them yet. We'll get them yet.
Yeah, next week.
I'm lost in Leo's sweet basset hound eyes.
Yes.
I never want to leave the warm pool of their chocolate radiance. All right, guys. Howie, I hope it was all the glamour you ever thought it would be.
Well, it was a great way to spend this wonderful New Year's. So.
Thank you. You're still in town, right, sir? How long?
Now I'm going to Mohegan Sun for New Year's. So.
Was that my laptop shutting down? How unprofessional. Below me. Okay, so what the hell is that? Sounds like an engine casino.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that beats drinks at our place. Oh, yeah, let's plug the party. Drinks at our place. Everybody, it's New Year's
That's a
party.
Great test, by the way, of how many listeners you truly have. Just like,
oh, God,
throw it out
got
there.
Some random weirdo. No, everybody, we got a New Year's party starting at 8 on the 31st, obviously. Tragically enough, Leo and Melissa will not be there the whole time. A party at our own house. The hosts, the co-hosts, will be abandoning it for some chunk, leaving just me and Will in charge.
I mean,
and I won't care, so it'll be Will.
You guys can do a good job.
We'll do fine, but I want to make Will sweat. I'm going to leave
kinda,
too.
I kind of heard some of his playlist music, and yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to fix it. What was on it? Give me a few Will playlists while I handle yet another caller.
There's a band called Typo Negative.
Typo! Hell yeah, Typo.
Yes. Can have Leonard say a couple of words on the line on the set, okay?
Okay. What's up, Mama Reynolds?
Why? Bye-bye. Why do you want me to talk? Okay.
Oh yeah, say your thing. I guess everyone heard me in D-town.
Oh, so hey, everybody in Detroit Motor City. Too bad Detroit Lions sucked this year, as usual. But this is Leo or Leonard, as some of you might know me. So, bye.
Hey, are you guys going to be watching the game tonight?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. You want to join up for it?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
What time does it start?
8:15.
Okay.
And that's on 3 networks.
I thought you were going to Georgetown.
I'm going to try to weasel my way out of that one.
Okay.
Hopefully that person isn't listening. Good old Drew Morris. Yeah.
Oh, it's a dude?
I'm not going to lay him or something. No, it's just a friend of mine. We're going out with a bunch of people.
Oh, no, I was optimistic for a second. I was like, John's going to...
I ain't taking any shit to Georgetown. Are you kidding me? I made a McDonald's money, not Georgetown. Come on. God, dates are for chumps. Your date's in the kitchen, and it ends in the bedroom. Snap. But,
let me know that the strategy's working for you, John. Huh?
What? I gave up on it all. I don't care. But
trust me, you don't want a girlfriend.
No, you don't. You don't. Except for Melissa.
Yeah, for my sweetheart, Melissa.
Exactly. He's the best little sugar pie ever.
Seriously, what are you guys doing on New Year's instead?
My friend is having a party, so we probably go there.
Yeah, priorities. Yeah. I understand.
Exactly.
Probably going to have more people, so.
I hope you get in a car wreck on the way. Well, guys, I guess this is it. Give a hearty thank you to Howie.
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime, sir. Leo, always.
That's a West Coast anytime.
Anytime, buddy. Back at you. Leo, thank you as always.
No, thank you.
Oh, I like the sound of that. God, it's the only time my week I'll get respect, even if it's forced and fake. And we are out.